Blog Talk Radio.
Is it possible to fall in love with your home? To get goosebumps in the driveway? Is it possible for your home to withstand nor'easters and help protect you from fire? Is it possible to fall in love with your home before you even step inside?
Discover the world of exterior solutions by James Hardy. Endless colors, textures, and design. It's possible with James Hardy.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true, is it really true?
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. One day at a time, free at last.
This man, in 1957, sang this song for the first time in Madison Square Garden. And it became a national, international, big, big song. Probably in the last century, the biggest song in Christendom. And you've seen him on the Billy Graham programs from the very beginning when the rally started. He sang it for 6 weeks every night at Madison Square Garden, and he's here with us tonight. If you're happy to see George Beverly sing.
Me.
Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sing my song, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. Then sing my song, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art.
Now, of course, tonight, before Jerry Petito comes on, of course, this is Dr. Ngozi. I've promised this song to Jerry Petito because she's been going through a lot. And to find the strength that only Calvary can bring to her, tonight we're going to give her honor tonight for the great Joyce Beverly Shea. We're going to take it back to that hill far, far away. Everyone knows. And then the next voice you hear will be none other than Jerry Petito. Jerry, I love you.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my King. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary.
Oh, the love that through salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man,
oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Apply to me, where my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, everybody. So dial in 516-453-9133. Guys, and press 1 to join the conversation. Press 1, guys. Everyone and anyone who knows me knows I am the author of I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd rather be a smart ass than a dumb ass, guys, because 32 years ago, God saved me from myself. That's right. So tonight, I need this show more than anyone. I want to thank Brother O, our Hall of Fame DJ and radio show host, for this incredible, incredible music tonight. Brought a tear to my eye. And I love you so much for this dedication. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Brother O. And now, guys, without further ado, I want to introduce my incredible guest. His name is Stephen Myers, and he represents Truckers for Christ. Stephen, say hello to everyone.
Howdy.
Howdy. I love that. So how are you today?
Well, I've had better days. Old, fat, and ugly, but I'm still here.
Aw. So I love your accent, and we're going to have some fun with that as well because we need to have some fun tonight. But first of all, Stephen, I want you to tell everyone a little bit about yourself and tell us about Truckers for Christ.
Well, Truckers for Christ started about 3 years ago with an idea. We started doing, we was asked to do 12:30 service, started out in Disrespected Trucker Group on Facebook. Well, after about a month in, I was on the phone with Jeremy Johnson and Greg Anderson. I told them, I said, you know, it'd be nice to have a place to go where we ain't got to wait till Sunday. Lord put something on your heart Monday, Tuesday, whenever it is. So that's how Truckers Christ come about. I started a group that night, and it grew to about, within a few months' time, to about 5,000 members. Then it hit overdrive. We went from 5,000 to 13,000 in about 3 days. Then it went to 30,000. And then over 100 countries. And when Facebook started messing with us, it dropped some and was able to stop the bleeding from that. They were removing people from the group without them knowing. Now we're at 22.7 thousand, still over 100 countries. Well over 100 countries now. We do a 12:30 service every Sunday. And it goes on about 200 different groups.
Okay, so this is amazing, and so, okay, you're a minister as well, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
So don't call me ma'am, sir. No, I'm teasing you. Listen, sir, Stephen Myers.
That's that southern thing,
I know,
there,
baby.
You know?
And that's okay. You can call me ma'am because I know it's going to be hard not to. So, all right, you don't really tell too many people, though, rumor has it that you're a minister, correct?
Right. If one thing people realize about me, I don't like being in a box. You can't put God in a box, and you'll put me in a box. If I tell somebody I'm a preacher, very seldom I ever tell anybody before I first meet them I'm a preacher. Because if I tell you I'm a preacher, you're going to act differently around me. I want to see the real you. That way, it allows me to see when I do the discussion, because we're going to get around talking about Jesus one way or another. And it allows me to see how to go about it when I go speak to somebody. That's like Ezekiel, when he got all flustered and everything, he's going down to the river, going to give him what for, and the Lord stopped him. When he got down there, he didn't say a word for 7 days. He just watched and observed. Know your audience. That's
wow.
The way I like to do it.
You know, all right, I want to share something with you real quick about me. I'm one of the few people that act differently around pastors. I would tell you some stories. I've had conversations with my pastors that would crack you up, and they would just shake their heads and say, only Jerry would say that to me, okay? So I always felt this way my entire life. God knows every thought we have. So there's no way that I think I should pretend in front of a human being, because God already knows who I am.
Exactly.
So
people tell me all the time, they say, well, you don't act like no preacher. Well, thanks for the compliment. That's what I'm going for.
Right. I love that. So I love that. You're just a man of God. I mean, this is so awesome. All right. So now let me ask you something. You do some benefit things, charity events and all that for children. Tell us about what you do.
We also, for teenager addiction group out there, and it's a Christian organization out in Texas. We supply their Bibles. And also we started actually Deacon my church started also, I told him, I said, I supply Bibles, give them out at car shows, and he grabbed them all over. And we started supplying them with them and trying to get these other ministries going.
So you have experience then with addicts?
Right. I used to be an addict.
Yep. That's where I was going with that question. So before we play our next track, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. Where should we start? I tell people all the time, I once knew a man that he was on a road to hell. He'd been raised in church all his life. Next thing you know, it started out with weed, kind of progressed from there to meth, cocaine. He met this, well, let me back up a little bit, to a point where he felt like he wasn't going, couldn't go on no more. Everybody else would be better off without him around, is what his thought was. So he took a 16-gauge bolt-action shotgun and put a shell in the chamber. He took the butt on the floor and took the barrel, put it in his mouth. He took his boots and socks off. He took a deep breath. He took his toe and pulled the trigger, and it clicked. You'd think that'd be a wake-up call, but he's stubborn. Well, a little bit of a while later, he started dating this old gal. Well, she ended up pregnant, so they got married. 3 days after they got married, he left her not only pregnant but homeless. That's what kind of guy he was. All he cared about was his drugs, his women, you name it. It was all about himself. Well, it took Christ, to short story, to get in the, when he found him and found them, they put him in the center, and it turned it all around. See, over 20 years ago, that guy was me. I tell people, wife is the strongest woman I know, because if I would have been me, I would have left me a long time ago. See, not only did he leave her pregnant and homeless, a few months before that, her dad was murdered. She's dealing with all this. And he didn't care. See, why I say I once knew a man, because that was the old me. When Christ got a hold of me, I became new. Nowhere near like I was. Nothing like I was. I come like a new creation. Just like the Bible says. To me, it was like a weight off my shoulders. I was looking for so much to fill this inside, like so many people are looking for something to fill that void inside. Only Christ can do that. See, I never looked at my wife in love until after Christ got a hold of me, though I knew how to love.
Okay. So we're going to – all right. I have questions for you, but we're going to play a track next by international DJ legend Dr. O, a.k.a. Honeybee Olasky. He's a doctor now, everybody. Give him a hand. That's right. Let's play our track.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on. on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. The sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
Oh my gosh, I got to give praise to this vocalist. He's one of the greatest hymn vocalists of all time, George Beverly Shea. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Brother O. Wow. Okay, I needed this tonight. We all needed this tonight. Stephen, you know what? God just laid something on my heart. I usually read a poem at the end of the show, and I may still do that, but I wasn't planning on reading this one out of my book. I was planning on reading a different one. I need to read this poem for everyone to listen based on everything you just said, okay? This poem is called Change Your Choice. I had a life-changing moment that I knew had to be, but the only way to change things was to first start with me. So I looked in the mirror and woke up one day and thought to myself I needed to pray. So I asked God to change me, to help me stay strong, to clean up my mess, to right what's been wrong. I cleaned up my diet. I cleaned up my room. I cleaned up old habits with this old dirty broom. I kept going forward and never looked back. I refused to derail, stayed on the right track. I realized my worth and all that did matter through my selfish behavior, the lives I had shattered. I finally decided at 30 years old to stop abusing my body, my mind, heart, and soul. My life-changing choice that I had once made, going on 32 years now, guys, my debt has been paid. So you read all my thoughts on how to stay clean. It's all or nothing, my friend. There's no in-between. To live or to die is a choice you must make. Your life is not worthless, and you're not a mistake. One day at a time is a slogan you've heard. It works if you work it while applying his word. For you to get healthy, for your mind not to fail, escaping reality will keep you in jail. With addictive behavior, sex, drugs, food, and money, substituting addictions, now isn't that funny? May the good Lord bless and guide you. Because without God, I wouldn't be here, neither would Stephen, and neither would most of us listening to this show. So, Stephen, wow. So, I have a question
I
won't
say,
for you. So,
before you do that, I want you reading that, and one thing come to my mind I want to say.
Okay.
Nobody can stop you from getting to Jesus. You ain't got to meet with me. You ain't got to even meet with the Internal Revenue. Nobody can stop you getting to Jesus. That's all I have.
Wow. So I have a question based on everything you said. So you and your wife are still together, obviously.
Right. 20 years.
That's amazing. And your son is doing well?
Right. I got
five
boys.
You have five boys. That's amazing. So that person is gone. You are a new creation in Christ.
Right.
Okay. Beautiful. So now tell us a little bit more before we take a caller. Tell us a little bit more about what you want everyone to know, about your ministry, about whatever. The mic is yours.
Be amazing how lives would change if we would just see the seed in someone. See, you plant it, God will give the increase, but if you take that seed and just water it a little bit, pray with it, love it, it'll start to grow up to be a sapling. Next thing you know, it starts to grow up to teach a Sunday school class or what have you, you know. If we would just see the seed in someone, how much things life would be. I think Rachel Scott, one in Columbine, they found her, I heard her dad give her testimony, and they went through her book bag and said, and in her diary it said this, if one person would go out of their way to show compassion for another, it could start a chain reaction. And how true that is.
Wow.
See, we deal with mostly suicide. If you go to, when it's my turn in a rotation, you'll see a phone number up there. That's mine. You'll get this phone. You won't get a WhatsApp. You won't get a voicemail. You'll get me. And we deal with probably, it varies up and down, usually around 300 calls a month. We deal with different drivers, not only drivers. We have them from Canada calling and everything else.
For suicide?
Not only suicide. Just the majority of what we deal with is suicide.
Okay.
We also deal with, we've gotten battered women out of domestic violence and got them into shelters, got them away from their abusers.
Right.
I mean,
right.
abuse isn't love.
That's right. Wow. All right, Stephen, you know what? We have a caller in queue, so let's take our first caller. Hello, caller. Who's calling?
Yes. Hi, Jerry. It's Ava Holly. How are you? Hi, Stephen.
Hi, hello. Ava. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I'm here in upstate New York checking out our property with the home inspector, so I had to stay awake, been driving all day, but I had to stay awake and get on your call tonight. And you guys are so amazing because you're so heartfelt and so sincere, and you've been through so much. You know, I think no matter what we believe in, we just need to believe, and we need to reach down and give ourselves to that higher power. And like Stephen said, you know, your world changes. So thank you for sharing your poem. Thank you for sharing your story, Stephen. And, you know, I wish you both well. I know, Jerry, I know you're going through a lot right now. So my thought is with you. And I just wanted to call in and support you guys.
Ava, thank you so much. Stephen, Ava is also a host here on WBNN. Tell him about your show, Ava.
So my show is The Casual Chat. And we talk about all kinds of things, different unique kind of businesses, different people's dreams, different things that are going on out there that we may not know about, you know, through the work that others are doing, whether it's charitable or, you know, just something fun or just something to be made aware of. So we have all different kinds of guests. So thank you for letting me share that, Jerry. And we will be on next week or the week after you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, sweetheart. Stephen, Ava is a very good friend of mine. She has a great heart as well. And, I didn't think she'd be able to call in tonight, so I'm very happy that she did. Thank you, Ava. Okay. So we have another track by our international DJ legend, Dr. O, our Honey Bee Olasky.
Can cheer the heart like Jesus by his presence all divine, true and tender, pure and precious. Oh, how best to call him mine. Oh, that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000, in my blessed Lord I see. Christ so freely given, grace of God beyond degree, mercy higher than the heavens, deeper than the deepest sea. What a wonderful redemption! Never can a mortal know like crimson, can be whiter than the snow. Oh, that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. Fairest of 10,000, in my blessed Lord, I see.
Wow, amazing, amazing. George Beverly Shea is off the charts. Oh, my gosh, I love him. Thank you, Brother O. Amazing. Okay, so now, Stephen, we have another caller, so let's take our next caller.
Good evening. Oh. It's Genesis Amores Kemp. Jerry, how are you?
Genesis, hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, can't complain. Another day above ground is better than 6 feet in the ground, right?
Okay. Okay. What would you like to say to Stephen?
So I was listening in. I was multitasking. So what is your topic tonight? Because I did not get a chance to see Brother O's lovely promo today.
Okay. So Stephen Myers' organization is Truckers for Christ. He's also a minister. Stephen, say hello to Genesis.
Howdy.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Old fat and ugly, but I'm still here. This morning I got up out of sector and a butter biscuit, cider bacon, glass of sweet tea until it turned lights on.
So call her, ma'am. Call her, ma'am, Stephen. I want to hear it.
Yes, ma'am.
So Genesis, what Stephen does is he puts out services. Like not just on Sundays, so that people can have services all the time. And he has all these incredible things. He has hotlines for suicide, for addiction, for abuse. He helps everyone.
And a website.
And a website.
That is incredible because...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Stephen.
It's www.driverscrisiscenter.org.
Okay, cool. So, Genesis, what would
you
like to say to Stephen?
I guess with his line of work, you know, being a trucker, but also being a disciple and ministering too, how do you help, like, while you're on the road with human trafficking and sex trafficking? Because I know that there is an organization with truck drivers that they help spot if someone is being human human trafficking or et cetera. And I do believe, like, with your ministry, since I'm not sure if you're over the road or if you do local driving, like, how do you ensure that while you're driving and et cetera, you're ministering to everyone? Because I think as with the trucking industry, there's all walks of life in that industry, and now more women are getting involved in that industry as well. But I guess my question is mainly about human trafficking and sex trafficking and just spotting that and just ministering in that area.
Yeah, it's more or less, it's like that saying, you see something, say something. I don't see it as much as I used to, as far as that goes. You know, way back in the day, I've been driving 28 years, and a long time ago, you used to have knock on your doors all the hours of the night, you know, make prostitutes come knock on your door, what have you. You don't get it so much no more. But as far as anything like that, if you see something out of the unordinary, it's nice to go ahead and just say something. It's better be safe than sorry.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing.
And it's so hard because, you know, you're trying to make a living and then they're trying to make a living in a non-conventional way. So, yeah, I definitely like that. See something, say something. And then what made you get involved?
Let me tell you a little story. Quite a few years ago, I had one knock on my door. I done got laid down. My Bible's laying in the pastor's seat. Well, I was in Slidell, Louisiana, and I heard knocking on the door. I looked out the side window. I seen it was somebody on the ground, you know. She done hopped up on my second step. I cracked my window, and she asked me if I wanted some company. I said, you know what, how much? She said, $60. I said, no matter how long it takes. She said, yeah. I said, so I grabbed my Bible and I stuck it out the window. I said, it's going to take me a long time to read this to you. Boy, she cut a rug like it wasn't no other.
Mm. Wow. You know, I want to say something. I just have to. I was actually judged by another Christian, a family member, an older Christian family member many moons ago. I was only in my 20s. And she actually said to me, I said, you better stop judging people and stop judging me. And she said, you don't judge anybody. You don't even judge prostitutes. And this is a Christian woman in my family, an older woman. And I said, you're right, I don't judge prostitutes, because I'm going to tell you why. I give them up to God, because nobody grows up saying, I want to be a prostitute. Those women were probably raped as a child, and those women probably have little kids that they need to feed. So I pray for them. I don't judge them. I just had to say
I had one time. I come out of a truck stop, and they was in the car. And I asked for some money. I was hungry. So I had some money in my pocket, so I get some money. Well, I looked at me and said, well, I said, go ahead and get something to eat, whatever. You know, I give it out, and I leave it up to the Lord. He knows my intentions when I give it.
That's right.
Well, they looked at me, well, you know, well, I can do something for it. I said, you see the side of that truck? And at that time, I had my other truck, and I had on the side of it, it said three crosses and the day love made history. I looked at her. I told her, I said, let me tell you something. My Lord has brought me through so much, and I love him more and my wife than going back to them. So,
yeah.
You know, we try to minister them as they come.
Well, Genesis, I want to thank you for calling in, sweetie. Tell everyone when your next show is, and we have another caller.
Oh, thank you so much, Sherry. My pleasure. My next show is Monday, September 25th, at the same time as Jerry's show, so 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 8:30 p.m. Central. And if you want to find out more info, just go to Genesis Amaris Kemp, that's KEMP.net, to find out more info about me and what I have going on. But tune in to WBNN, always bringing you fire content, no matter what the host is.
I love her. She's so adorable. So let's take our next caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who's calling?
Yeah, this
that
is Marie.
I know, girl. Tell everyone who you are.
Well, I'm Marie Norris. I am a Nashville singer-songwriter, recording artist, and I'm also a truck driver.
That's right.
And a CMA member.
There you go.
Yes, I'm a CMA member now, yes.
So I want to say something about Marie, first off, to everyone listening. So I have the honors of interviewing her, and she introduced me to Stephen. And every conversation we ever had prior to the interview, it was very, I'm going to use the word dry, Marie, okay? It was just very dry, very to the point. She would answer my questions. And I actually thought this could be a little boring. The interview was amazing, okay? This lady is amazing.
So, well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's the truth. And she's my daughter's age, so I told her to call me Mama.
And Mama Jerry.
There you go, baby girl. And you're awesome. And, you know, tell everyone first off a little bit about your music and then tell them how you met Stephen.
Okay, so my music is just stemmed from my passion. I have loved music since I was born. I think I came out singing a song. Honestly, I know that's probably wrong, but it kind of sort of feels that way. And in life, I've had some, you know, trials and tribulations that have brought me to the realization of the songs that I write. You know, I write what I feel, whether it's humorous or whether it's sorrowful or heartfelt, whichever, I write what I feel. We actually have done a song recently that Stephen had actually asked me to write for suicide amongst truckers and prevention, and we've sang it a couple of times at the Waupun Truck Show in Waupun, Wisconsin. But it has not been premiered yet worldwide. We don't even have the final vocals for the recording yet. But that will be something that everyone could be looking for in the near future, along with a video as well that we will be
completing
in the next few months.
Right. Next month we're going to start recording. I do our music video stuff too. And we're going to start recording it at 10:40 DC next month.
Wow, very cool,
and
guys.
And to give you a story of how I met Stephen, we kind of met through a mutual friend, Taylor Barker. Taylor found me on Facebook about a year ago, a little over a year ago now, and he told me that I should join the trucking circuit. And we started talking back and forth, and then a couple weeks later, Stephen happened to call him on the phone while I was on the phone with him, and he patched me through and introduced me to Stephen, and that's how Stephen and I got acquainted and actually started talking.
She's been stuck with me ever since.
Yeah, yeah, we've been stuck with each other ever since.
Stuck with each other. I love that. And I listen, you're just so freaking cool that you're a female truck driver, too. Like, that's just so cool to me.
It isn't as easy as people make it seem, that's for
it's
sure.
It's not easy. I don't think it's easy, girl. I couldn't do it. But how could people get in touch with you for your music, sweetie?
I have a website, marienorris-music.com. And also Facebook, Marie Norris Music. I think I'm the only Marie Norris Music, so I'll pop up right away. And I'm available on all digital platforms, you know, Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, Apple Music, iTunes, all that good stuff. You can get the physical copy of a CD. You have to just go on my website or send me a message on Facebook. And let me know that you are interested in getting one, and I can hook you up with that. or anybody actually can. You can even contact Stephen, and he can let me know. So,
very cool.
But yeah, that's the way to contact me.
So, Murray, before we let you go, what would you like to say to Stephen?
Well, you know, I never even thought of that.
Okay, trick question here. Trick question, girl. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, he does a lot of great things for a lot of people. And, you know, my heart goes out to him and all the things that he is trying to accomplish. And any way that I can help, you know, I'm here, and we'll do it together if we can. And I'm sure that most all of our other people will be willing to help as well. So, yeah, keep on doing what you're doing. And
beautiful.
God's with
you. Beautiful. Stephen, what would you like to say to Marie?
I mean, a while back when I asked her to write, I needed a song on suicide and hope. Because that's what we'd mostly deal with. There's 22 drivers a week that commit suicide.
Oh, my God.
Drivers were ranked fifth in the nation in the industries, of all the industries of suicide. And she put one humdinger of a song together. It talked just on that, exactly. And I believe it's gonna go.
What's the title?
And she's still stuck with me.
It's called The End of the Road.
Well, what's
the end of the road? So,
well, everybody already knows
surprise.
It's The End of the Road, so.
Wow, 22 a week?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes.
All
and
right.
We've all been there. That's the bad thing. We have all been there. We've all felt that way. You know, we've all felt where there's no light at the end of the tunnel. So, you know, it's like common amongst, well, it's common amongst everyone, you know, basically, you know, everybody gets to that point in their life where they're like, what now? How do I handle this? What do I do? I can't do it by myself.
It takes, not anybody can just drive a truck because you have to think, you're in an 8x8 cell all the time. By yourself, just you and you and the Lord. A lot of people don't look to the Lord, though. They just stand them to yourself. The biggest battle you face is your mind. Imagine being 1,000 miles away from home and something going on at home, or things ain't just quite right between you and your spouse or what have you, or your girlfriend, and that begins to weigh on you. And I try to direct everybody to where everybody has purpose for your life. There's a reason why we go through the things we do. Paul said it best, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. There's some things about God you are only going to learn through suffering. Because he lives in the storm. Like I said, you ain't going to put him in a box. You're not going through this thing by yourself. Everything could be going on all around you. Big old hurricane, throwing this way, throwing relationships away, throwing finances away, what have you. See, Lord never said you weren't going to go through anything. He said you're going to have trials and tribulations. But one thing he always promised, I'll always be with you.
Wow. Okay, you know what? I'm going out of the box here again. I'm reading another small poem. I have to. It's a very small poem in my book. I wrote it. It's called Put Down the Gun. And the gun can be anything you want to end your life with. Here goes, guys. I had to have this purple gun just in case my life was done. I kept it safe, locked in my room, because I was filled with gloom and doom. Yes, there were times that I just knew if I loaded it up what I could do, but I kept on hearing that gentle voice, put down that gun, you have that choice. Life may seem hard at the end of the day, but that's when you need to really pray. Dear Father, I beg you to show me the truth. How can life be so bad when I'm only a youth? Get rid of that gun and go take a shower. Ask someone for help. You do have that power. I just had to read that. God just laid that on my heart. Wow. Marie, I want to thank you for calling in, sweetheart. I love you. This isn't over between the three of us. We're going to do something else down the road. Wow. Marie, thank you, sweetheart. I want to give another shout-out to one of the greatest hymn vocalists of all time, George Beverly Shea, because this music tonight is off the charts. Thank you, thank you, thank you to my Dr. O, Honeybee. Brother O, I love you.
I love you, too. And, of course, you know, this song has been close to Jerry's heart all her life, especially when she, you know, gave her life to her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it means a lot to a lot of people. This song also is dedicated to a friend of mine and a host of this network and his mom, who tarried with him long, long suffering, see him now as an outstanding, dedicated husband and a dedicated father. So this song goes out to Jetty 8-Track tonight. And also, this song also goes out to a friend of mine, and her name is Cherie, out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And this song also is dedicated to a person who tarries long, not only for this network, but her own network, and for Thomas Smith, the chief and general partner of the Crew podcast. And Jerry, just cling tonight and cling to the old record call.
Amazing. Stephen, before we take our next caller, what do you think about George and this music?
I love the older hymns.
It's
George, wasn't he on some of the older Bill Gaither get together thing?
Also, wonderful Steven. He was the lead singer for the Billy Grand Crusade for more than 49 years. Until Dr. Grand passed.
Recognize.
And you would hear him come on and sing to give encouragement to Billy Graham before his sermon. And they were, long life friends. And, one of my dad's favorites. So my dad sang bass baritone, and that's how I was introduced to Mr. Shea. And just a wonderful person who donated a lot of his money to children's charities. He's one of the first persons, Miss Jerry Petito and Stephen Myers, to give to Danny Thomas to build the St. Jude's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, for cancer.
Wow!
And
he would donate
half of his earnings from the crusade to the hospital, and to this day, it's healing children. Right now, the only hospital in the world that's guaranteed 94%. Now listen to that, 94%. That child will come out of that hospital healed by the power of God.
That's amazing. Thank you for that info, Brother O. Wow. Oh, my gosh, amazing. All right. Wow. I think we have another caller in queue. Wow.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully Shot of Philadelphia, where the grandmoms is holding up the line with $1,500 worth of coupon clippings in the shop. Right. What's good?
Hi, Clev. How are you, sweetie?
Hey, what's going on, Jay? I was stopping by. It's been a long time since I came and hang glide on the next top mom out here.
I could always count on a giggle with you. Thank you. Okay?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, but, yo, shout out to Steven. You know what I'm saying? It's a hardcore hustle, with these truckers out here. You know what I'm saying?
Clev.
I seen Roadhouse, you heard? So the whole thing is, Jerry, I just wanted to, shout out to Jerry with the bars. I heard you spilling the bars there, Jerry, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to downplay it that you're spitting these bars out here, with all these fly girl poems. You
Thank
heard
you.
Me? Fly girl poems.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell everyone about you and your show. Come on, boy.
All right. So, I'm Clever One, and I build up the sticks. I build up the bricks, stand up the sticks. You know what I mean? What I try to do is I try to get people to understand how stupid we think we not are, if that make any sense. That's what my show's about, to kind of let us know that we're not alone with some of the things that we don't do right, because none of us do everything right. So we got to understand why we make these mistakes. So Clev One like to try to help people out and let you know that you're not alone. You know how you trap yourself in a box, like on a Phantom Zone, where Superman be locked up, floating in space, in a mirror, looking at nothing, you know what I'm saying? So I got to let people know that, you know what I'm saying, that you're not alone being in the Phantom Zone out here. So I just try to get people to understand what be wrong. If it's not wrong with them, it might be something wrong with somebody else that might be looking like them or sounding like them or resemble them. Might be their twin, quadruplet brother or sister.
When
Who knows?
Is your next show? When?
So, yeah, I will be on October 4th, a.k.a. Halloween the 13th. Yes, Halloween the 13th, I said it. Get your damn Halloween the 13th decoration together. Because some of y'all is dressed up like Halloween decoration out here in real life. But I ain't saying nothing.
I love you, Clev. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
So, yes,
oh,
that's
God.
Me coming through. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers. Representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where you wake up with all your neighbors got boots on their car for non-paid parking tickets. Check your satellite.
Thank you, Clev. Stephen, he always brings a smile to my face. I got to tell you, we love him.
It sounds like it. He's a, he sounds like the I'm the redneck version of that, I guess you'd say.
Oh, that's so cool. Yes, you're the redneck version. Yes, I love it. So we have another caller in queue. Let's take our next caller. Hello?
Hello. This is
hello,
Todd.
Hello, who's calling? Hi, Todd. Say hello to Stephen.
That voice sounds familiar.
Hey, Stephen.
Hey, buddy. Todd is an organizer with 1040C.
So, Todd, what do you do? What do you organize? Tell us.
We do an event where we park semi-trucks on the National Mall in Washington, D.C.
Okay. And?
It's really not an and. I mean, it's whatever somebody wants it to be is why you come. I got started in trucker advocacy against regulations, things like that. Things we didn't like, maybe trying to make an industry better, safer, all the good stuff that everybody wants. And met tons of good people. And probably one of my favorites that we lost a while back, Miss Arlene, we had a benefit for her, and I got to meet Mr. Stephen at the benefit we had for her. She had quite the battle with cancer, and she'd had some other health issues before that, and we lost her to cancer, of course. But Stephen showed up, not knowing a single person that was there. He showed up and hung out with us at a benefit for her.
That's awesome.
And yes.
Actually,
kind of
her benefit is where our journey began.
Yes. Well, it's kind of the thing. It's that Miss Arlene brought a lot of people together, regardless, over the years. Her husband was a trucker, and she rode with him all the time. She did a lot of stuff here. I'm in southern Ohio. She was more in central Ohio. Central and Eastern, and maybe a trucker would break down and had nowhere to go, no money, no anything. She would get them in a hotel. She would get them food. Maybe it was in an accident. She would get them squared away to where they could get home. So, I mean, she was a great, great, great lady that did a lot of helping in the trucking industry in our area anyways. And, when she got sick, we decided we'd do a thing to get together because we hadn't got to see her because she'd been in and out of the hospital and everything else. So good old Stephen showed up to that thing, and he met a whole bunch of us characters in Millersburg, Ohio.
Wow. You know, this is amazing for me. I'm gonna say something to both of you. You know, back in the day, I had some friends that were truckers, but they were older than me. And I never even realized the depth of what's behind the scenes. And you guys are bringing this to the forefront. And I just had no idea. And now we're bringing it out there and letting the world know. I mean, this is unbelievable. You know, we look at truckers as, oh, they're all making great money. Everybody has money. Everybody's happy. That's not the case at all.
Not if only
our biggest thing, like we do this event, and the friendships that have been made out of it. This is our event happens this year, October 11th to the 15th. We meet at a fairgrounds below D.C. We convoy up into Washington D.C. to park our trucks on the mall in the middle of the night, just because there's less traffic. We can get around. We don't have to fight D.C. traffic or none of that kind of stuff to get us all squared away and looking nice and orderly. But the friendships that have came out of this, I just spent the first week in August. Me and my wife took off on vacation and went to Ardmore, Oklahoma to visit a friend that I made through 1040C just to go hang out with him for a couple of days, him and his wife, because she'd came with him too to 1040. My wife has went to 1040 with me as well. So we just went to go hang out with him, you know, and that's 900 and some miles from my house to go see him. And that was our goal when we set out to leave home. That's where we were going.
You know,
so,
Hold that thought for 1 minute. I want to bring my Hall of Fame producer on, our honeybee brother. Oh, come on for a minute.
Well, first of all, you're talking about people who have been an influence in my life, and I want to thank our brother calling in, Todd, and, you know, of course, the wonderful, you know, Stephen Myers. One of the people that, you know, influenced my life was the father of the great Andre Crouch. He was my father's bishop in the Church of God, in the Grand Old Church of God in Christ in Southern California. His name was Edward Crouch, one of the greatest preachers I've ever known. And he was a person that gave to the misfortunate, never collected an offering. And it was a great influence in my dad's life, who never collected an offering in his pastorate, Jerry. You know, and people say, oh, Pastor Day, you know, we'll give something, you know, to Reverend Beverly, blah, 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 blah. And he would be like, no, I'm going to give it back to the church. And a lot of times we don't understand the gift of giving. And that's what I do on a constant basis here at WBNN. It's a gift of giving. Because a lot of, you know, a lot of networks have to pay to be on. You know, the hosts have to pay. And we have outstanding corporate sponsorship, Stephen. And none of our hosts pay for 1 cent of airtime to come on this network. And I can sleep when I edit my day, knowing that I've helped 22 hosts be able to say their voice loud and proud and just have their gift be orchestrated around the world. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Brother O, and you're absolutely right. Now I know where it comes from with your dad. Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you, Brother O. Stephen, what would you like to say to Todd? We have another caller in queue.
Todd's one of those that stuck with me, too. You know, like he's talking about 10-4, you'll meet people that'll be lifelong friends. It's like a family. When somebody's in need, all they got to do is pick up a phone, we all come running. And that's what comes out of all this. You talk about Miss Arlene's. You know, Church of Christ hadn't been going on that long. And I wasn't even going to go. And I had a friend of mine, Greg Anderson. I just got back from Arizona. And like I said, Miss Arlene's is where it began because I got back from Arizona. I had talked myself out of it. And my boss called, where I'm leased to. He said, I got a little going to Ohio paying my crazy money. I said, okay, I guess I'm going to Ohio. And little did I realize when I got there, like he said, I didn't know nobody. See, Greg wanted me to meet the CEO, USTA, and everything else, you know, Mike Landis and all that. Well, when I got there, you ever looked in a room and looked like people just looking at you or talking to somebody beside them or whatever? You know they're talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I come up to shook my hand. I know who you are. Well, I didn't know none of these people. The one that got to was the very last one. They come up to me, shook my hand in tears. They said, you have no idea what y'all are doing, how much it means to us. That got me.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, I went back, took, cried, broke down. And that point on is how I finally realized we're starting to make, trying to make a difference. If I could go through life and make at least one person's life for the better, at least a significant help, it's all worth it.
Yeah.
I could tell you some stories. We was at Matt's. It's a big truck show, biggest one in the U.S. Year full last, we had a booth. Last year, we gave out over 1,580 Bibles. That's another thing we do. I met all these people on the phone and this and that, but never got to meet them face-to-face. Well, a lot of them come to Mass to meet me. But one of them that really sticks out in my mind is Old Dutch. Now, at Miss Arlene's, after that event was over that evening, it's the first time he ever called. I was on the phone with him 2 or 3 hours. He'd gone through a dark time in his life. When he come up at Matt's, I heard my name, and I was talking to somebody else, and I heard my name behind me. And by the voice, I knew who it was, and I turned around and stuck my hand out. And he hugged my neck. He looked at my wife. He said, he saved my life twice. I didn't know what to say. I just broke down. We need to be here for each other. Everybody goes through something. We need to be able to lean on each other as humanity. There's too many people out for themselves and for nobody else. That's why we try to be different. With Church of Christ, we're about building relationships with people. And that's one thing the church has lost. They have not built relationships with their community. And they wonder why we can't grow. So
hold
that thought. That's why
okay, hold that thought, Stephen. We have another call in queue. I want to say thank you to Todd for calling in. Todd, you're awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hold that thought, Stephen. Get your tears together. We have another call, and then we're going to let you continue to cry. Caller, who's calling?
Well, before I get to that caller, Stephen,
okay.
A lot of times in WBNN, people are able to share, be transparent. You know, mm-hmm. I liken myself to the great Dick Vermeil because, you know, Jerry knows I like, you know, when I get real happy, I cry. Especially when it comes down when I always tell her that, you know, in one of the greatest gifts I've ever had in broadcasting. You know that, Jerry, when I get that feeling, right? I haven't done it in a while,
yeah.
But, you know, I would say before the caller comes on, Jerry, it's been a long time to see the greatness of Beverly Nation. It's been a long time to see champions and Hall of Famers and Lifetime Achievers that have come out internationally. And, you know, to see someone like Stephen be able to share his feelings and his emotions. You know, it's been only 7 times that a guest cried in almost 11 years. Almost 11 years on this great network. And Stephen, you're going to be the first guest I ever told this to. You know, Stephen, you sharing your feelings is one of the greatest gifts I've ever had in broadcasting. And thank you for what you've done for me.
Wow. Well, Brother O said to me, when I play this music.
Thanks, buddy.
Brother O said to me, when I play this music, Jerry, please don't cry. Well, see, he cried too.
Yes,
indeed. That was awesome.
And
we're going to take our caller.
We're going to take our caller.
Okay.
We're going to play, you know, our last track and then go into final thoughts.
Okay.
Caller, thank you for being so patient. And, of course, I'll say this. You're live right now with the world-renowned Jerry Petito Show, a lifetime achiever from the International Radio Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Hi, Jerry. This is Mo Garman from Breaking the Silence. How are you?
Good, sweetheart. How are you?
Fine. I tuned in a little late, not terribly late. I was able to hear both of your poems, and I was able to hear a little bit from Stephen. Your poems were beautiful. I do love your topic tonight, Truckers for Christ. And I think it's just a wonderful way to spread the word, you know. The website, I heard that. It covers, suicide addiction and abuse. Fantastic. It's just a fantastic ministry. So I just called to support your show and to keep up and to tell Stephen to keep up the fantastic work.
Thank you.
Mo, you're beautiful.
Yes.
Tell everyone when your show is, sweetheart.
Sure. My show, Breaking the Silence, with Mo Garman, it's on October the 6th at 9:30 on this WBNN network. And my show is about men and women healing and making healthy choices after being oppressed and dealing with trauma. So this is just fantastic hearing this show. And I had no idea that suicide was so prevalent with truck drivers. I mean, I Me really neither. Had no idea.
Me neither.
Yeah. So I think Stephen found his purpose, you know, so keep spreading the word, Stephen.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. Go ahead, Stephen.
That's the reason why you go through certain things and valleys. I was going out west one day, and I look at the mountaintops, and I got to thinking. And I noticed nothing grows at 12,000 feet elevation, but everything grows in the valley. It's through the darkest times of life.
Mm.
Sometimes you got to hit rock bottom before you hit the rock and be able to stand on it and start to look up.
Amazing. Well, Mel, I want to thank you for calling in. At the very end, guys, I am going to close with another poem, my Jesus poem. So I want everybody to stay tuned and listen. But for right now, we have another track by the incredible greatest hymnist, okay, George Beverly Shea. Brother O, honor us with that. Thank you.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Let not your heart be troubled, his tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path he leadeth, but one step I may see.
His eyes on the sparrow,
and I know he watches me.
His eyes on the sparrow,
and I know me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Wow, Brother O, thank you, thank you, thank you for that amazing George Beverly Shea, everybody. I got chills through this whole entire show. I've got to say this is one of my favorite shows here on WBNN. I needed this, and so did so many of us. Brother O, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, we have our final caller, I believe. Let's take our last caller in queue. Hello, caller?
Hey, Jerry. How are you?
Hi, Angela. How are you? Yes.
I'm okay. I just wanted to stop by and say hello to you and your guests. I'm enjoying the show, and I thank him for what he's doing, and just to be able to make a difference in one person's life. That's my motto. If I could touch one person, I feel like I've done what I am supposed to do. if I can just reach one person. So I'm thankful for you, and to hear your tears, I know it's passion. And yeah, we all are placed here with a purpose. We all have something that we're supposed to be doing. I often say that we are helpmates one to another. Instead of us being in competition with each other, we should be trying to figure out how can we help uplift, encourage, and inspire each other. So I'm definitely enjoying the show tonight. I thank you for the work that you are doing, sir. It is appreciated. And that's all I wanted to say, Jerry. Thank you for just always having inspirational shows and for what you bring to the network. Just to hear the guy in tears, it touched my heart, you know, to know that, you know, it takes all of us. And to just be able to reach one person, just hearing how people walk up to him and they have gratitude, that just does something for me. So thank you, sir. Yes, thank you, sir.
So Stephen, this is Angela, and we do have another caller, but before we take our next call, this is Angela, and she has an incredible show, and her show is on your tomorrow night, right, Angela?
Yes, I'm on tomorrow night.
Tell him about your show first.
So the name of my show is Walking in Purpose with Angela, because I truly believe that everybody have a purpose, that we didn't get dropped out of the sky, that we were strategically placed here to be helpmates one to another. Tomorrow I'm going to be touching on suicide prevention.
Oh, wow.
This month is one of many things that we are bringing to awareness. Suicide is one of those things. Prison Awareness Month, Sickle Cell Awareness Month, Hydrocephalus Awareness Month. There's just so many things that I am passionate about that we advocate for in this month. But right now, suicide and prison ministry is something that is near and dear to my heart right now. So I'm going to have two individuals on tomorrow. We're going to be talking about their journey and how suicide has impacted their lives. And we're going to talk about some of those red flags and some of those things to look out. You know, the happiest person could commit suicide. That's what we're going to be talking about because, again, I am a suicide attempt survivor, so I am definitely passionate about this. So thank you for allowing me to be able to share. And if you guys can, tune in tomorrow night, same time, same place. We would love for you to chime into the conversation. Much needed conversation that we don't like to talk about, but it's a conversation that we need to have. So thank you.
I want to thank Ansel Thomas Smith. Now, of course, we have callers calling in a little late, trying to get on. So you have 3 minutes to talk, and then we go into final thoughts with, of course, Steve and Jerry, and then in Ngozi time. So, of course, caller, you have 3 minutes.
Jerry.
Hello.
This is Terrence Strunk calling in. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Terrence. Good. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing great. This was a powerful, powerful show. You and your honored guests, welcome to the show. Just what a powerful, powerful show of inspiration. And meeting the needs of those that, you know, some often are overlooked. You know, people are going through all types of things down here. So it's just what a unique and powerful, unique, powerful show. And just keep up the good work, sir. That's all I can say.
Harris, before you go, tell everyone who you are as well.
I'm the host of the Know Your Right Show with Tara Strength, Spirituality, A New Perspective. And my next show is probably, I think, next Tuesday, I believe. Thank you, guys. Thank you for bringing the show.
Thank you for calling in, sweetie. You know how I feel about you. Thank you. Well, I've got tears in my eyes through this whole show. We have caller 8 in queue. Let's take our next caller.
Wow. Hi, Jerry. How are you? It's Dr. Jim Killer. Hi.
Hi.
Wonderful show tonight. I enjoyed you, Stephen. And wow, I'm number 8. That's like my favorite number. Okay, number 8. Yeah. And so, Stephen, I just want to, you know, encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. You're doing an awesome work. And ironically, my dear friend in Tulsa, Oklahoma, had a man with your same name, Stephen Myers, there at Vernon AME Church. I don't know if you're the same Stephen that was there on this past, I think, Sunday. But he's also in ministry. And, wow, so that's a great name. And just keep doing what you're doing. And, Jerry, wonderful show tonight, wonderful topic that we all need to, you know, be concerned about, you know. So just keep it up. Keep it up. And I want to just share briefly with everybody. On October the 2nd, everybody, is Wrongful Conviction Awareness Day. And we're having our third annual Wrongful Conviction Awareness Day event. It's going to be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, right on the front steps of the Capitol, right on those main steps. It's going to be a rally and a press conference for exonerees, for those families that have people that are wrongfully incarcerated. And we're going to have a press conference on compensation for those men and women that have been exonerated in the state of Pennsylvania. So I invite you all to come out, and we're expecting people to come from all over the country to this event. If you guys want to come, give me a call, 844-642-8378. We would love to have you come and participate, because there's definitely power in numbers. Power in numbers. Wow. So thank you so much, Jerry, again, for this show. And God bless you, Stephen. Just keep up the good work. Love you, Jerry.
I love you, too. But wait, girl. Tell everyone who you are. You're the commissioner for WBNN, and when your show is.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry. Yes, my show is Sunday nights, 9:30 p.m., and that's every Sunday. News Forum is the show. And I feature cases of wrongful conviction. So you'll hear from inmates that are in prison wrongfully. You'll hear from their families. And we also talk about the senseless gun violence in the inner cities here in America and all types of injustices in America. Thank you so much, Jerry.
Oh, Chinchilla, she's one of the best commissioners we've had here on WBNN. And I can say that, guys, because I was also one. And she's got me beat. Thank you for doing what you do for WBNN. We all love you, Chinchilla. So thank you. And thank you for your show and what you do for the people that were wrongly convicted. So, Stephen, I'm going to give you the mic. You have a few minutes. I want you to think about what you would like to close with before I bring in Gozy back on. I want you to think of what you'd like to say to all the listeners. Give them something hopeful, please.
Like I said in the beginning, nobody can stop you from getting to Jesus. But what saith it, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. There's so many people that try this or that to fill that void. Malachi 3:10 talks about, it's the only place ever found for between Genesis and Revelation where God said, have you tried me? How many times have you tried this or that? See, addiction, stuff like that, that's just how you medicate your pain. There's no solution. That's not but one solution. You know, I don't force what I believe on anybody. See, Christianity to me is one beggar telling another beggar where he found the bread. I recommend him. That's what helped me. That's what brought me through. That's been when I went going down the road, I felt like just giving up, and the Holy Spirit whispered, don't give up. I'm still here.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Stephen. What an amazing show tonight. And I just want to thank God for our paths crossing. And Marie, and I just, and Todd, thank you. And I want to thank everybody listening and everyone that's called in. And, guys, it's now in Gozy time. So for right now, I'm going to bring on your mother and father's favorite producer, our honeybee, Brother O.
Well, first of all, this is dedicated to Jerry Petito and what she does on a constant basis. And we love her because it's the theme song for Miss Jerry Petito before Ngozi time.
Oh, no, no, I feel great. I feel great. Listen, I've been thinking, if you don't want me mixing with Creed no more, we'll make out some other kind of way, you know?
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win.
What are we waiting for? Take it!
That's how we've been doing it for almost 11 years, with speed, with the greatest host in the history of the world, internationally. We've been doing it with speed, and we've been doing it with endurance. There's times when our hosts go through things in life, but they did it with speed and endurance and competence. I love Beverly Nation. With every bit of my soul, we're the greatest there's ever been. There's no network that will be us because of speed. 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 Congratulations to the National Radio Hall of Fame Broadcast and Lifetime Achiever for the class of 2021, the wonderful Jerry Petito on her 77th all-time connection record and 12th consecutive. With the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late great Hall of Famer, our first ever Hall of Famer in Bevy Nation history. I love you, Darlene. May you speed on in transition. There'll be a show tomorrow night. I'm choked up because of the hard work that our hosts have put down in our history. There'll never be another Bevy Nation. And I'm so proud tonight. Words cannot even. Tomorrow night we have Ansel Thomas Smith and Walking in Purpose. This young lady is a nominee for the class of 2023 for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. And please make sure that you vote for this young lady. Continue, because she's great. And she has a body of work that will stand the test of time. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time, on the one and only Bevy Nation. And, of course, Bevy Nation is advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dele Malewa goes as Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Ole De Lay, that goes with my ncmail.com, and I am Dr. Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi saying good night and good luck, your mother and father's favorite producer. And, of course, for all the people around the world, we thank you so much for this championship. We thank you for Stephen to share his body and his emotion tonight that were felt every single person here to hear. And now back to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever for the class of 2021. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee for the class of 2019. The Anna Waddell Award winner for excellence, the overall host of the year for 2019, and the three-time Bell Network Stars champion, the wonderful Jersey Jewell, my friend. Jersey.
Wow. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for my guest tonight, for all the listeners, for this championship, for this incredible music, for my producer. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I'm not ashamed to proclaim his name. I'm not ashamed. It's God I claim. God says, listen, I'm here for you. Just come to me. I'll make you new. Religion is false as can be, was made by man and not by he. Religion still has God nailed to that cross, making you think the church is your boss. When Jesus said it is finished, they took him off that cross. He rose from the dead so your soul wasn't lost. He no longer dangles on the cross from that day. He's free from that cross. Jesus now made the way. We wear a cross because we're his kid, to be reminded what this man did. Man-made rules to cost a fee, the price of Jesus to you is free. Come as you are and don't pretend. He knows all things beginning to end. I found God, the real one I mean, not statues on crosses, but the God I have seen. I cried out one night, whoever's out there, please show me the truth. Does anyone care? It was then that I heard him as clear as can be. I'm here and I care. I made you for me. You are not alone. I will lead the way. I'll never leave you. Your price I did pay. I'll protect you and guide you as long as you want. Tell me your sorrows. I'm your confidant. I'm your heavenly father. You're my earthly kid. There was a price on you to the highest of bid. It was then that I marked you and said you were mine. I knew at that moment you were made to shine. I can't come to you till you let me in. I'll open my arms and I'll cleanse your sin. It is finished, I know he said. Now you can live and not be dead. Ask Jesus to free you of bondage Satan holds. Ask Jesus to stand guard as the Bible now unfolds. All that was written is being played out. Will you be ready or will you have doubt? Will you be ready the day he returns or left behind to feel the burns? My prayer is this, that you take heed to know the reason Jesus did bleed. The time is near, it really is. Will you be ready to say you're his? Thank you, everyone, for listening.
I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy. mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary.
Oh, the love that through salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man,
oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Yeah.